Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Let's get it. Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in iHeart American Forces Radio, Cable Radio Network 2, SportsByline.com, over-the-air affiliates. Maybe you're listening via podcast or your video streaming on Twitch or YouTube. However you're joining us today, I'd just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, it's sunny outside. If not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. Is it sunny where the boss man is at? I don't know, because I don't know where he is. But I'm going to guess that he's going to be back for subscribers this weekend on WrestlingObserver.com with Dave Meltzer doing Wrestling Observer Radio. They are going to be reviewing what myself and Filthy Tom Lawler are going to be previewing today, and that is Crown Jewel from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia coming up tomorrow, Saturday, on Peacock and the WWE Network. We'll run down the card and give our predictions on who we think is going to win and come out of there with those two big shiny new belts that they have to give to the champion of champions in Saudi Arabia. But before we get there, we also have SmackDown tonight, which is a taped show. I'll run down the card without spoilers a little bit later on. Also this weekend, AEW Rampage, as well as a live Collision taking place from Philadelphia on Saturday. Got the ratings for this past Wednesday's Dynamite show as well. Ring of Honor may have found a TV spot to land in, and I don't think it's going to be any surprise when I tell you who Dave Meltzer believes where it's going to be. And then we have a couple of curious stories. One is a pretty cool story about a George Hackenschmidt match being found in Australia, which is really cool, and Tom's going to tell you about that when we get back from break. And then the story about an Alexa Bliss impersonator who the New York Times says scammed nearly $1 million out of a gentleman named Alfred Mancinelli in New York, who became very smitten with this scammer. Tell you about that when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
I love fall weather. The crisp air, the falling leaves, until someone in my family catches a chill outside. Luckily, Kohl's has deals on all things cozy. I got 20% off comfy layers and warm denim, $10 off because I spent over $50, and earned Kohl's cash. Now we're ready to bundle up and get back out there, thanks to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end November 3rd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. We do this show for an hour at a time every single day, but if you want to try to find us 24-7, if you haven't been blocked yet, you can do so on Twitter/X. I am at Sempervivi. Tom is at Filthy Tom Lawler. The website is at WONF4W, and the broadcaster is at Sports Byline USA. Jim Valley is here with you on Saturdays, beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and Andrew Zarian joins you at 6 p.m. on Sundays. Obviously, I'd love it if you made the wrestling news part of your day as well. You can find it wherever you find your favorite podcasts, or head on over to thewrestlingnews.com or at Wrestling News AV on X or Facebook. Every single day of the year, everything you need to know to get your day started, get you up to date, or get you to your favorite long-form review podcast like Wrestling Observer Radio. I assume Brian will be joining Dave for that show after Crown Jewel coming up this weekend. A little bit later on, we will run down the card and give you our predictions for what we believe is going to happen. But without any other further ado, I bring in Filthy Tom Lawler. Tom, how was your Halloween?
Largely uneventful, which I'm very happy for.
Did you take the kids out trick-or-treating?
I took my son out. My daughter made plans without us, went out with one of her friends. But took my son out. Had a good time. You know, I don't know what else there is to say. I guess the more pedestrian, the lamer these days, the better. So,
now, what did he dress up as? It was you dressed up as Dan Severn.
He could care less about my fighting or wrestling career. He was one of the cameramen from Skibbity Toilet.
Where?
Yes, exactly.
Is that a kid's? I guess that's a kid show.
I am not quite sure about that, but it's on YouTube.
Fair enough. What's not on YouTube is AEW Dynamite, and because people love ratings, I'll get those out of the way right now. Dynamite on TBS Wednesday night, 628,000 viewers according to WrestleNomics, down slightly from last week's 637,000. The rating in the 18 to 49-year-old demographic was a 0.19, consistent with the week before. So There you go. It was like a flat line when you look at the quarter hour ratings throughout the show. Killed by the World Series. Did what it was going to do. The fans that it did get in, much like NXT, they held them for the entire time. So there you go. That was what happened with Dynamite on Wednesday.
Mike,
yes?
Mike, I can let you know that there's one viewer that they have lost, at least for the next few months, and that is me. Because every single month, every single streaming service decides that they are going to do a price hike. And I finally had enough of it. I finally said, enough's enough. And I got rid of it. Hulu is gone. No more live TV for me. So until they pop up on Max, there's one less viewer on that. In that 640,000.
How much were you paying for? Are you just like doing 30-day trials for things and then like canceling it and signing up under another Google address or something?
Well, the Hulu, no, I've had Hulu Live and Disney and ESPN Plus bundle for years, I guess, now. And it went up from mid-60s, I believe, to $90 over the past couple of years. And with the other streaming services that I have, Paramount, Peacock.
Oh, you're the guy with
Netflix.
Paramount.
Oh, I have Paramount Plus, yeah. All of those streaming services, I just said, you know what? I've had enough. And Hulu, you got to go. So until I am waiting, I'm patiently waiting. I'm anticipating the day that they move over to Max. And I think a lot of people are going to watch once it does.
How are you going to survive without ESPN Plus when it comes to fights?
I have ESPN Plus.
Oh, so you're keeping, so it's just, you got rid of the other bundle and you're keeping ESPN Plus.
Correct. And then next year, ESPN itself is supposed to be a la carte, which will be a big help.
You got to jump on this YouTube TV bandwagon. I love that thing. I think whatever it is I'm paying right now with a couple of extra add-ons, it's like $83.98 a month or something like that, which is... But then again, I also don't have the 9 million other streaming services. Like, what are you watching on Paramount Plus? Like, Bar Rescue's on all the time on Spike anyway. Like, what are you watching? Or Paramount, whatever the channel's called now.
Well, I mean, you know, I have other members of my family.
What are they watching? So, on Paramount Plus?
SpongeBob.
Yeah. I guess they're Nickelodeon and all that sort of stuff. But I don't know where to transition, how to transition away from that. So I'm just going to pull it way away from that and take it to a completely, I don't want to say ridiculous story. It really is a sad story when you think about it. The story of Alfred Mancinelli, the man that was scammed out of nearly $1 million by a con artist impersonating Alexa Bliss. The story is up on the front page of the website. It says that Mancinelli became completely smitten with an imposter after being targeted online and was convinced he was in a romantic relationship with Bliss. The New York Times wrote, he drained his retirement savings and his granddaughter's college fund before passing away at 79 years old. His chat messages with the sham Alexa read like a soap opera, the New York Times wrote. There were battles with his son, whom he disowned after his son tried to safeguard his money, other evil meddlers trying to spoil their relationship, and ongoing references to Vince McMahon, the former wrestling promoter, whom the fake Alexa accused of humiliating her after she refused his advances. But Alfred was always there, ready to extend emotional and financial support. The Alexa impersonator often claimed to be hospitalized for bad menstrual periods and would plead with Alfred to send money so the hospital could begin treating her. Tell me, how much do you have left, baby? The imposter said in a chat. Mancinelli and the imposter never spoke by audio or video, but the imposter sent him trinkets in the mail and once sent him pizza for his birthday. Mancinelli's son tried to step in and protect what was left of his father's money, but Mancinelli was loyal to the fake Bliss. Bliss has repeatedly warned fans about scammers impersonating her. Other WWE stars, including Liv Morgan, have also warned fans about similar scam operations. The story also reads that Mancinelli also sent money to two other scammers not impersonating Bliss, who claimed to have sick children or be caring for sick children. About $900,000 was drained from this man by these folks. And you see it and you hear about it, and I'm always amazed, you know, that it happens. You know, for years it used to be fax schemes and phone calls about somebody, you know, saying they were kidnapped, or a, what is it, the prince in
Nigerian prince.
Nigeria, yeah, scam artist, you know, apparently who got Joe Pedicino and the Global Wrestling Federation. There was something like that. He thought he had a bunch of money from some Nigerian prince or something like that, and then sunk a bunch of money in, and then found out, you know, there was no Nigerian prince. The dude had absolutely no money whatsoever. But
are you talking about soft ground wrestling?
No, not
because what's going on with that?
That would be Uganda. I don't know. I haven't heard much from them recently. But, you know, Tom, again, this is just kind of really just a sad story about an old man getting preyed on and really falling victim to it.
Yeah, you know, as a sign of caution, I'm pretty sure, almost positive, almost 100%, I could tell you that if you never meet the person or speak to them on the phone, you are not in a relationship with them. Do not be sending that person money. You know who you should be sending your money to?
Who?
Wrestlers who are hurt. You know? Maybe if we could have gotten this guy, you know, could have helped out some people. If you're out there and you're looking for a good cause, Chris Bay, still recovering, TNA superstar. So if you got $900,000, shoot some of it his way.
And if you got an extra 5 or 10, patreon.com/midatlanticpodcast. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live.
Step that way, then step this way, step that way.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. Wrestling Observer Live. No, Alfred Mancinelli was not Jim in Virginia. For those of you out there, stop it. Stop it. That would be mean. Don't say that. You know what's a great follow on Twitter? At Filthy Tom Lawler. He's not going to tell you that. I will tell you that. Always putting up interesting things. Moments from his career, all the great moments you can relive on Filthy Tom's Twitter, but also there's educational things as well. And Filthy, you have discovered what somebody else had discovered in Australia, which was a match from 1908 featuring one of the most famous professional wrestlers, really of all time, and certainly one of the three or four from before 1940, George Hackenschmidt.
Yes, George Hackenschmidt, the Russian Lion, born in Estonia, one of the most famous wrestlers worldwide of all time. And just recently, this footage was released. I saw it first posted today by Lee Cassebolt on Twitter. And Phil Lyons, the great historian, had been talking about it previously. And this is footage, you mentioned, you said Australia earlier, but I believe this footage is actually from New Zealand.
Ah.
And this footage is from 1908. George Hackenschmidt taking on the American champion, who weighed in at 21 stone. So a big guy, the American champion, Joe Rogers. This match took place in 1908. January 30th, it was produced by the United Kingdom's Charles Urban Trading Company. And then this film was shown on a 2010, I believe, or, I'm sorry, a 1910 tour of New Zealand by George Hackenschmidt, along with some other wrestlers. And now it has been unearthed by the, I'm going to butcher this one, but Nga Tonga Sound and Vision Archive out of New Zealand. So it's just awesome. Awesome after all this time, 116 years later, to see George Hackenschmidt in action, something that I'm sure many people never thought we'd get to see. And while if you watch amateur wrestling like I do, I was actually watching the UWW World Championships yesterday. This wrestling would look somewhat rudimentary, but it is amazing to see George Hackenschmidt out there shooting a double leg. He's hand fighting like you see in wrestling today. He's running half Nelsons, tilting his much larger opponent. And we had heard stories about this guy's strength for years and years and years. And you could see it. It's quite apparent here because he is the smaller man up against the 21 stone Joe Rogers, but he is still able to manhandle him and get the victory. So just, I mean, tremendous to see this after such a long time. And it gives me hope that there's other footage out there, that there's more that we can recover. I just started reading Carl Stern's book yesterday about the pioneers of pro wrestling, and what a better time to have footage like this unearthed.
Yeah, his books are awesome, and his research is incredible. Carl Stern, who is a member of our website, and if you join up at F4WOnline.com, WrestlingObserver.com, you sign up $14.99, you get access to everything, including all of the archives of that show, and ones he still puts out. WhenItWasCool.com is his website. He does incredible, important research uncovering things there are a lot of people out there that are doing this and trying to do this. Richard Land is another one who is out there finding U-matic tapes and tapes from all over the world and trying to buy those. John Boucher is another guy. He actually unearthed a bunch of Luthez run UWA footage from the 70s that he has put out on YouTube. I mean, it's incredible. And Australia, New Zealand, Southeast Asia, you know, they've discovered a lot of movies and newsreels and fights and wrestling matches are they're being discovered there because apparently, and it only makes sense, things that would be filmed here in the States or filmed in the UK, they had to travel, all those reels had to travel around the world. And often, Australia, New Zealand, those were the last places getting any of those reels. I mean, and so they've been sitting there in some cases. And Alfred Hitchcock had a movie from 1924 that people thought was gone that ended up being found in Australia. So there is still hope that we're going to be able to find a lot more of this stuff, especially from the turn of the century.
I right now, I told you, Mike, I have goosebumps thinking about what's out there. There's years and years and years of unearthed mixed martial arts footage from Brazil that we think has been lost to time. Just the amount of stuff that's out there. I mean, there's footage of, we have footage of Antonio Inoki wrestling in Pakistan. So you've got to think there's more footage from those areas as well that we haven't uncovered. It's just, it's so awesome to be living in this time. And I hope more of this comes out, obviously, because I'm just like, I'm enamored with it, to be honest.
Hackenschmidt was such a badass. And again, 21 stone is like two biscuits short of 300 pounds. So this guy that he was facing, and he looked like, man, just what, when you, in fact, go to Filthy's Twitter at Filthy Tom Lawler. The link is there so you can see the entire, what is it, about 23, 25 minutes of footage?
It's about, it's about that long, but some of it's George Hackenschmidt, some of it is another match actually in between. So there's one fall of George Hackenschmidt, and then there's another match, and then there's the second fall of that match. You get a little bit of posing from Joe Rogers and the old Russian Lion in there as well,
hitting the double lat spread and all that stuff. Yeah. You know, it just, and again, it's just amazing. And that January 30th, 1908 is when that Hackenschmidt-Rogers match is from. Just unbelievable. It really is. One place that you can find all of the Ring of Honor footage, at least most of it, I think, I don't know, I'm not a member, is Honor Club. And some of you are saying, well, I don't want to pay for Honor Club. I'm like Filthy. I'm tired of all these stupid streaming services. Well, guess what? If you've been wanting to watch Ring of Honor, your dream may be coming true on True TV. In this week's Wrestling Observer newsletter released today, Dave Meltzer wrote, quote, True TV, it's just one of those days today. I feel like I got to cough constantly. True TV has always been the station rumored because they are transitioning into being a sports channel in prime time and thus would need new content, end quote. No other details were reported. The current weekly Thursday ROH TV product lives on Khan's Honor Club subscription service, which also includes their quarterly premium live events. Tony Khan has never said how much he has paid for Ring of Honor. He did tell Dave that he paid less for the company than Jim Crockett Jr. did for Bill Watts' Universal Wrestling Federation in 1987, which he dramatically overpaid for at $4.2 million. Khan has also said in the past that he has made the money back on ROH and then some. Hopefully for his sake, this is not just part of the Max deal, and he's going to get some separate money that he can announce for Ring of Honor being on True TV, which is becoming TNT Sports at night. I guess with the same sort of concept that, like, it's Cartoon Network during the day and then it's Adult Swim at night. I have no idea, none, why they're just not turning True TV into TNT Sports all the time. But Filthy, you got to be happy about that if you've been trying to watch Athena matches.
Hey, I'm not going to knock having more wrestling on TV. What I think that they need to do is carve out their own niche. And I'm not the only one that thinks this. You know, this is a sentiment that I see in a lot of places. ROH needs to be something more than just AEW light, or, you know, AEW in the dark, or whatever you want to call it. You know, it needs to have its own identity. I think it needs to run its own shows with its own look. You know, maybe something along the lines of NXT, where they have a center that they can go to every week, or, you know, as we've talked about, smaller venues, and kind of have like a nightclub or music production show kind of vibe. But I think it needs to do something to set itself apart. But I don't know. We might just get, you know, more content being thrown out there. What do you think, Mike?
Would you? I would utilize Daly's Place more when you can, and then run smaller venues, kind of like what I think NXT should do as well, too, to mix it up every now and then. Have the Performance Center, build a place in Vegas, kind of go 2 weeks one, 2 weeks at another, so you can mix it up a little bit, and then every once in a while, throw in a 2,300 arena. Hammerstein Ballroom, I'm saying a smaller venue like that wrestling-wise, don't run that one because it's really expensive. Anything in New York is going to be really expensive, but there are tons of other places where I think they could go, and they, like you said, set it apart a little bit. And what that would also do, it's going to make the atmosphere better because you're going to be in a smaller place and it's going to be lit differently and you can do different things with it, but also look at how, unfortunately, where they are when it comes to attendance, and the fact that not only is the attendance bad, people get burned out watching so much wrestling. So to me, it would actually help AEW, Rampage, or Collision tapings, wherever they decide to do ROH on, if it was its own separate thing and had its own separate little loop going. We'll get into a little bit more about that, as well as getting into Crown Jewel when we get back. Wrestling Observer Live. And you couldn't stop me, like the homie Jim Jones, I be in the lobby. Tried to hit me two times with a shotty, miss me, I dodged both shots. Kyrie, do it anywhere, having sex in the Bugatti. Nobody couldn't see us cause the windows got foggy. Lames try to rob me, it's gonna be a homie. I hope the president appointed me.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
IBM and ESPN are unveiling enhancements to the ESPN Fantasy app that put Watson X-powered insights directly in users' hands, giving them access to personalized, data-driven information such as personalized player grades based on each team's needs, predictions of each player's potential upside and downside, and transparent explanations of AI-generated player grades. Entering its eighth consecutive year, the collaboration between IBM and ESPN Fantasy Football continues to transform football data into compelling and helpful information for fantasy team owners. Sponsored by IBM.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi and Filthy Tom Lawler here with you. It's a fun and filthy Friday. It's going to be a fun Saturday, too, because Jim Valley is back, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, like a new man. And I'm sure he's going to get into a little bit of that story with you. You can listen to it if you're driving around or however you listen to Wrestling Observer Live. And also, if you happen to be on YouTube, go to Jim Valley's YouTube site. He streams everything there. He'll talk with you in between segments. So definitely check that out. And again, Andrew Zarian coming up 6 p.m. on Sunday. And remember, 2 a.m. on Sunday, you're going to be out at the bar. You're going to be drinking. And you're going to get an extra hour because you fall back to 1 o'clock in the morning and you get an extra hour in there. So I'm going to use that for sleep because of mold. And I cherish this time. I've been looking for it since spring. Thank you for my hour back. Let's never do this again. But that's that. Also, as we were talking about earlier on with Carl Stern, who does great work for our website, always has. An incredibly interesting man, too. Just a very interesting human being. His 700-page monster research project on the pioneer era of professional wrestling in the United States, the Dragon King Carl Pioneer Era Pro Wrestling Omnibus, the Bible of the Pioneer Era of Pro Wrestling. It is available in print form or on Kindle on Amazon. So definitely check that out. You can go to WrestlingObserver.com, get the information on that that you need to find. And again, he's written a couple of books now. And as somebody who reads, I still love this sort of stuff. I absolutely love books being written about wrestling, books being written about fighting. And Filthy, I just want to bring this up because just yesterday was the anniversary of Wanderlei Silva knocking out Rampage Jackson in 2003.
I watched it last night.
I felt so bad in the moment. I was a huge Rampage Jackson fan in the moment watching it. And even to this day, I still just, oof, it was brutal. That knee was brutal. Everything that he took in that fight got tore up, Rampage Jackson did. But
was that more or less brutal than the auto driving incident he had?
Well, that's a little bit of a different story. But, you know, when you take soccer kicks to the head, you know, repeatedly over and over again, what happens later on in life, it could be a little bit dicey for you, as unfortunately we found out. But Jonathan Snowden's got a book coming out. I actually just found over here on the wall, there's a Total Elimination 2004 poster that I have up over there. But Jonathan Snowden doing a book on Pride Fighting Championships. I cannot wait until that thing comes out.
Look at that. I've got a Pride poster on my wall right there. I've got the Pride Championship belt was actually behind me, but my video quality is not good enough really for you to see it. If there's ever been a mark in their life for Pride Fighting Championships, I am him. Just the best promotion, pro wrestling at its finest. I can't wait to read that book. And, you know, I guess we're going to take a little step back towards Pride rules in a way, because tomorrow there's a UFC fight night in Edmonton, and this will be the first time under the new unified rules, which allow the ever so dangerous brick breaking, cement shattering, brain busting 12-6 elbow, and also a new grounded knee rule in which you must have your knee or elbow on the floor to take away knees to the head. So no more playing the game of putting your hand down. So a little bit more violence on the way at the UFC tomorrow, maybe.
Well, the 12-6 elbow thing, like, that was one of those things where I understood initially why they didn't want to let them in, because visually it looks bad. If you are one of those people who doesn't watch fighting all the time, or if you abhor fighting, when you see those 12-6 elbows, they look a lot more violent. But the reality is, swiping elbows, one, do just as much damage, and two, open up cuts pretty much at the same clip that a 12-6 can.
I will post later, because I was actually watching a fight from the Japan Martial Arts Expo yesterday, and there was a fighter, Daichi Abe, which got cut with one of the most horrific cuts I've seen from a elbow going across. So I'll post that on my Twitter at some point today, because a horrific, one of the all-time horrific cuts that I've seen. I would be more worried about my opponent going 6-12 than I would 12-6.
Do you have any problem going 6-12, Tom?
If I did, I'd just listen to the ads for this very show and I'd take care of that problem.
The show was supposed to be Derek Lewis against Alexander Romanov. Derek Lewis is still fighting on the show. I can't even remember who he's going to be facing, but unfortunately the Romanov fight did not end up... I forget even what happened. Why is that fight not taking place?
I don't know.
I can't even remember, but Derek Lewis is on there still fighting somebody, except he's not in the main event anymore. Rose Namajunas is on this show as well, too, against Aaron Blanchfield, who I don't know much about in the flyweight division. That is the co-main event, but it's a Rose fight, so I'm there to watch that at least.
Derek Lewis is taking on the undefeated Jonada Deniz.
Jonada Deniz?
Correct, yep.
Is he good with his knees? Any idea on this man? Who should I bet on? I need a hit.
8-0? I'd take Deniz. Why not?
All right. Fair enough. Although, I hope Lewis wins, just because if that's the case, we are going to have a Derek Lewis promo afterwards, and they're always good. Brandon Moreno is in the main event, flyweight fight against Amir Albazi. Any prediction on that one?
I'll take Moreno.
So there you go. Hey, I don't know if Ryan Frederick or... possibly Paul Fontaine may be joining Dave and Brian tomorrow. It is a fight night, so maybe not. But it's possible they could be joining the show as well, too. So find that out, Wrestling Observer Radio. In fact, a little bit later on today, I would assume Dave and Garrett Gonzalez will be doing a show, and maybe they can let you know on that show what's going to be going on. One thing that you can bet on, if you're insane, Crown Jewel taking place in Saudi Arabia. 5 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific. Tom, what is the main event on this show? Because you have, obviously, the men's Crown Jewel title match. I wouldn't think the women's Crown Jewel title match would be the main event in Saudi Arabia, so I'll leave that one out. But you do also have the big six-man tag team match between the Bloodline and Roman Reigns in the Usos. So what do you think the main event of the show is going to be?
I think the main event is Cody and Gunther. I believe there'll be some sort of angle or something set up in the six-man that will lead to the finish of that match. My prediction is that Gunther wins this match. I see no reason that Cody needs to. I don't know that it really benefits him. And actually, if you look at things as far as storylines go, the Bloodline and, Roman Reigns and all these guys have been built around screwing people out of championships. Are we going to see them do that with Kevin Owens and Randy Orton?
Well, Kevin Owens is going to be there. And that's the big thing to me when it comes to that Cody Gunther match is... you have a way for Cody to lose, and Cody, I don't believe, is going to be involved in anything going forward right now as we lead into Survivor Series when it comes to the Bloodline and Roman Reigns and all them, because I think Sami Zayn is going to be involved in that, and I think Sami Zayn is going to play a part in what happens in that six-man tag team match. But with Kevin Owens, to me, you have him screw over Cody, and then that gives you... again, the other big match for Survivor Series, besides the two War Games matches that are going to be taking place, you can have a title match between those two.
So you think it's going to be the just the men's War Games match between the Bloodlines? Do you see them? In the past, we've had women's War Games matches.
I think we're absolutely going to have a women's War Game match. I think absolutely, just because if they're doing one, they're going to do another one, regardless of whether they need to do two or not on a show. That's the way this is going to go. I mean, it's kind of like the Crown Jewel women's title match, which is going to be taking place. I mean, yeah, I'm sure if the Kingdom said you're getting the Gunther-Cody title match, that they probably wouldn't have cared about anything else. But, you know, just because of they want things to be equal, we're going to get Nia and Liv Morgan for the women's Crown Jewel as well. So I don't know what you're going to do when it comes to the women as far as putting them in a War Games, because honestly, there's no feud hot enough. And with Rhea Ripley hurt, you know, to me, it would just, and again, it would just be superfluous at this point to do something like that. But I think that they still will.
Well, I mean, you could go down and pick from NXT. They have more storylines going on with their woman right now, it seems, than the main roster does. I mean, what could you have, right? Like Chelsea and Piper in there teaming with somebody, teaming with Nia and Tiffany Stratton, you know? It just seems all so convoluted. And like you said, there's no real factions. Asuka's hurt. So that kind of takes damage control out of it. And yeah, I don't know. I don't see a path to a women's War Games match, but maybe we'll get one anyways.
Nia Jax and Liv Morgan. Interesting in that you got two heels going at each other. A lot of talk about Tiffany Stratton going over to Raw. I think that is going to pick up a lot. Apparently she did an interview a couple days ago in the last couple of days talking about if the fans turn me babyface, you know, I think I would still be the same kind of character. And I guess all that just leads me to believe at some point, especially with this Rhea injury, that we could see Tiffany Stratton go over to Raw and be the person, possibly, if Rhea's going to be out for a while, that cashes in on Liv Morgan. Doesn't mean you still can't do Liv Morgan and Rhea when she gets back, but you could absolutely do that. I don't know. I don't know who's going to win this match. I wouldn't put money on it, but I'm going to flip the coin and, okay, I'll say Liv Morgan wins.
Oh, I would put money on this. I would put money on Nia Jax.
Why are you so confident?
To win this match. Nia Jax rules, baby.
Yeah, but we got Raquel Rodriguez out there. Come on. You're not scared of her?
Me?
Yeah.
No, and neither's Nia Jax.
Your
what,
queen?
Tiffany Stratton?
Would she
you
be
don't
scared?
Think Tiffany Stratton's going to be out there to nullify her? In
probably.
Sort of, in some way?
At
some or, you
point,
know, what about old Candice LeRae? Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell have been hanging around with Nia now, too. So maybe they're, you know, they can
get
involved.
To me, that's the other thing that leads me to believe that Tiffany Stratton is going to be off of there and over on Raw is the fact that she's buddying up right now to Candice LeRae and to Indy. And frankly, I still think Johnny Gargano and Ciampa are going to split and that Gargano's going to end up being a heel.
Well, last week on commentary, they were referring to Ciampa as previously being the Black Heart, and then it seemed as if he was upset with Gargano. But you may have just mentioned a women's War Games team right there. You know,
maybe it's
Nia, Tiffany, Candice, Indy, and then Bailey, Naomi, Brian Alvarez. I don't know who you have on the other side.
As dressed like he was yesterday. To me, you better put damage control in there just so you can have Io Sky take the take some of that match. We'll very, very quickly run down the rest of the show when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, that's West Side Gunn, Julia Lang. Apparently West Side Gunn is running the Heels Have Eyes 3 event this weekend in Chicago. Filthy, you're not booked. I didn't even know that there were two other shows that have already happened. But I can say this, with a name like Sempervivi, I'm still pissed off that West Side Gunn has not rhymed me in a song. Because I think it would work, especially with the way he says words. Like, I can hear him, Sempervivi, I could hear that. And I think it would be good. And a guy that wants to be involved in wrestling, I think should reach out to me and use me in one of his songs. And pay me for it.
I'll talk to Josh Bishop, the intense icon, who's actually signed to West Side Gunn's fourth rope deal. I'll see what he can do.
Is he now a Buffalo kid too?
Nah, he's still repping Cleveland, baby.
Crown Jewel on Peacock. Seth Rollins, Bronson Reed. I'm taking Bronson Reed. What about you?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's time he gets his big win. He's awesome.
Randy Orton, Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens wins dastardly.
Agreed.
Roman Reigns and the Usos, Bloodline. What do you got?
I think I'm taking the Bloodline 2.0.
Bloodline I'm taking, and then Sami Zayn comes out and does something to help out at the end. Big pop. He's going to be the other guy in the Survivor Series match. Women's tag team title, Fatal 4-Way.
Chelsea and Piper for the upset.
I got Metaphor just as a way to keep them on the roster. LA Knight, Andrade, Carmelo. What say you?
Yeah.
And I think we're out of here. Are we done? Are we done? We're out. Wrestling Observer Live. Bye.